Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, well, well. Welcome to another Parents Culture Parents Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and we're going to have another wonderful show. Sitting out here enjoying the weather out here and beautiful VA. And, I think we have a subject today that's going to be very interesting to everyone. So, if you want to call in and chime in on our conversation, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. I'll say that number again, 646-929-2416. Something that we're going to have an opportunity to talk about today will be referee abuse. You know, I've read a number of articles over the last couple weeks, seen the little piece on Outside the Line, and I noticed that a good friend of mine, Coach Rick Wolf, ex-Coach Wolf Blogspot, has an article up on that very same subject. So I figured we here at the Parents Culture Parents Network need to discuss that subject as well. And the reason why I say we need to discuss that subject, because we as parents play a very important part in that particular situation. So if you want to chime in on the conversation, give us a call at 646-929-2416. We'll take a break right quick. Go to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and come back and see what you have to say.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then me ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
He's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. You know, parents, I say that all the time, that that's something that needs to be echoed to our children each and every day, making smart cool. It's okay to go to school, you know, get good grades, outstanding grades, great grades, and be involved in the athletic process. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I tell that to parents all the time. I tell that to kids all the time, and I tell that to athletes, folks that's involved in the sporting process, that it's okay to go out there and get good grades. There's no such thing as a dumb jock. It's more on the lines of a great jock, someone that's out there trying to get your education and being able to maintain and play that sport at a high level. So, again, if you want to chime in on our conversation today, you can reach us at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. We'll be talking about referee abuse. Why do our officials get abused by parents, coaches, and players? You know, that's a very interesting subject. Parents, you can chime in on the conversation with us today and like to hear your thoughts on it. Why do they get abused? Well, you know, some of the things that I came across over, like I said, the last couple of weeks as I've been reading a couple different articles and also looking at the Outside the Line piece, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's not really any statistics out there to measure it or to see whether or not it's increasing or decreasing or whatever. But I think what we have here, we have a situation where parents are starting to see youth sports in an altogether different light. And I think a lot of that has to do with the amount of revenue that's being generated in the sporting industry. And we all know that the sporting industry is a very lucrative industry, and it's been lucrative for a number of years, but over the last few years, and I say last 10 to 15 years, you know, with the boom of the internet and all these other social media and all these other things that came into play, took the sporting industry to an altogether different level. You know, sad to say, believe it or not, I think that has a lot to do with the aggressiveness of parents, fans, and players and coaches towards our officials, our referees, our umpires. You know, anytime you get to the point where an umpire is literally beaten to death, then something's wrong with that picture. Something is totally wrong with that picture. You know, why would a coach even allow a player to interact with the referee? Or why would a coach even allow a player to become confrontational with the authority figure that's there on the field? Why? Because oftentimes you also have coaches that are doing the very same thing, you know. Parents, we need to wake up. We need to be smarter about these situations. Think about it from this perspective, as always, from a parent's perspective. What happens? Your child goes out there, he or she assaults, and mainly it's on the side of the young men. He or she decides to assault one of the referees. Now what do we have? We have a situation where your child is facing a assault charge. And by facing that assault charge, that may have lessened his or her opportunities to attend the college, because no college coach wants to deal with, in a lot of cases, high school coaches want to deal with some child that thinks it's okay to come out there and attack him or her on the field or on the court. Let's flip it around a little bit. If a parent runs out there and decides to do that, do you think that a college coach, high school coach, or whatever, wants to be involved with that that child or that parent? No. And you know for a fact, if you decide to place that child on your team, then automatically you take on not only their child, but you also bring into play their child's parents, their child's fans, all the other folks that are associated with that child. So what we have to be careful of and know a little bit more about the athlete before the athlete becomes a part of that team, what is the mindset of that child? You know, will that child actually take on or consider going out there and striking a referee or striking an umpire or striking one of the basketball officials? Give us a call today at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. We love to hear your thoughts here on the Parents Coach of Parents Network. We'll go to another quick piece. I'd like to hear this song from my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and we'll come back and see if we have any callers. We'll be right back.
of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
You know, like Keith says, each and every time he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. So, let's go back to our original question. Where's your point and where's your position on a athlete striking a referee or punching a referee, sucker punching a referee to the point where the referee is in a coma or later on the referee dies? You know, once that referee dies, now we got all together a different situation. We have not only an assault charge, but now we have a murder on our hands. And if that child had any type of promising future as far as going to college and playing at that level, that has became a end story, because that child will more than likely be spending some time incarcerated somewhere. Just based upon that situation, is that excusable? Is that something that we should overlook? No. If the ultimate goal of us as parents is to help our children move on to do bigger and better things, opportunities that we haven't had the opportunity to fulfill, then allowing something like this to take place, or our children getting into a situation where something like this takes place, will definitely in their career at a very young age, if you get a chance, take a look at some of the video that you've seen on ESPN Outside the Lines this past weekend. You know, as the referee was standing there talking to a couple of the coaches, one of the young players came through the crowd and basically just drove the referee into the ground, still had on, didn't have on a helmet, but had on shoulder pads and all the other pads, and drove the referee into the ground, and everybody else started beating on the referee, kicking the referee, and things of that nature. Luckily, he was able to get up and get out of the mix before it got too serious and too dangerous. Look at another clip where the referee was trying to get himself off the field, and other referees was there, and a few other coaches or other officials for the program was there trying to get off the field. And one of the coaches just simply came around and cold-cocked him. Nice little sucker punch. And, again, knocked the referee to the ground. Referee was able to bounce back up and still get out of the way. But, you know, things like that, when stuff like that happens, you know, what situation are we putting our children in? You know, what message are we sending to our athletes to say, okay, this is the way you're supposed to do it? You know, me personally and folks that other folks that's in the Parents Coaching Parents Network, we often, you know, like to tell our children that, you know, it's not the point of trying to argue a call. You keep on going, keep on playing. If you think it's a bad situation, okay, you make the best of it. You play even harder and do what you have to do, because at the end of the day, you're going to come out on top. Great example last night. We've seen the situation with the Heat and the Spurs game, and not to recap that, I'm not going to talk much about that because I'm waiting for the whole series to be over with as soon as possible. But if you looked at the Heat and the Spurs game last night, at the end of the game, there was definitely a foul, or there was a suspected foul on the last play of the game. Okay, did the Spurs jump up and down, yell, scream, rant and rave, and all that other kind of stuff? No. It was quickly acknowledged that the call wasn't made. Everybody moved on to say, okay, on to game 7. And now we do what we do. Give me a call today at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. Love to hear your thoughts on what we're talking about today. Referee being put in a position where he was knocked out. Initially, he went into a coma, and then from there, a few days later, died of those injuries. And I think that's something that we as parents need to very seriously look at and make sure that our children do not fall into those types of situations. Because if we allow that to happen, parents, we're setting our children up for straight out failure and putting them in a situation where you know, they're going to become part of the free labor trade. And what I mean by that, they're going to be incarcerated and out here making furniture and ashtrays and tables and trash cans and all these other things that the U.S. prison system has out here for these prisoners to make. And that was not our dream. That was not our plan. That was not our goal for our children in their early days. So why should we allow something like that to take them out of the mix at this point in time? You know, it's very important that we help guide them to a very positive and productive life, and allowing them or exciting them to the point where they want to go out and attack one of the referees or you know, somebody out there on the court, then that, you know, that's not going to be tolerated. You know, let's think about it this way. You know, we've seen all this crazy and foolish abuse by some of these idiots calling themselves coaches, you know, where they're throwing basketball at some of these young men and choking them and things of that nature. You know, now that same young man that's taking on that abuse, would he consider doing that, attacking a coach like that? Very few would, because very few realize that that coach has his future in his hand. So the frustration may decide, you know, maybe at that point coming out on the referee instead of on that coach who is really the one that has pushed his last button. But either way, we need to figure out, as parents, we need to figure out how to help our children get through that issue and make them realize that that coach is not the one that's controlling their destiny. That coach is, or nor referee is the one that's controlling their destiny. Those are just obstacles in their path to success. These folks, they encounter them, they can take something good away from them, they can take some lessons learned away from them, and at the end of the day, you keep on moving. You know, you can't dwell on all the bad and crazy things that you've seen happen or the coach has exposed you to. You got to be able to keep on moving. Well, folks, for a second, we're going to go and see what the eligibility coach has to say. Our very own Miss Marlon Jones, our eligibility coach, she always comes in with a great piece. Let's see what she's talking about again today.
Hi, I'm Marlon, the eligibility coach Jones, with today's tip for easy athletic certification: official visits. Many parents have asked me exactly what the student must have in order to be able to accept an official visit to a school. First, the student must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. In addition to registering, the student must complete the answers to the amateurism question. Then the student needs to provide a copy of an official high school transcript to the coaches, along with a copy of their standardized test score. Once the school has this information, you can visit officially. This means the university can reimburse you for your travel expenses and provide up to 3 complimentary admissions to a home event. In addition, the university can also provide on-campus parking. For more information on tips for certification, please visit our website at www.eligibilitycoach.com. www.eligibilitycoach.com. This is Marlon, the eligibility coach, wishing you scholarships.
Well, yeah, it's been our eligibility coach sharing some good information with us on official visits and unofficial visits and things of that nature. Get a chance to check out her book. She has a book called The Eligibility Coach. She is a certified NCAA compliance officer at a Division I program. So if you get a chance, check her out. Check out her website. Check out her, I believe she also has a Twitter page. And if you can't reach her, you can always reach her through the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You know, we're always here to connect folks and keep that process going so our children is getting the best out of every situation. Well, we've been talking about students or athletes, youth, attacking referees. You know, parents, I'm going to tell you point blank, plain and simple. Again, from a parent's perspective, that should not be tolerated. And if we are the ones that instigate that situation, parents, come on. What are we doing to our children? What message are we really sending to our children? You know, we're sending a message of, to be perfectly honest with you, I would say we're sending a message of disaster. And reason why I say a message of disaster, because simply put, a child goes out there and assaults a referee. The referee decides to, as he or she is obligated to, put out an assault charge, file a charge against that student. Now we have a situation where your child now has an assault charge hanging over his or her head. Again, where is the logic? Where is the benefit? If your child is a youth still playing at the rec level, you have just basically shattered your child's dreams and potentially their future based upon some foolishness. If your child is playing at the high school level, I'm going to let you know, parents, had I been the coach and a situation like that occurred, then your child would immediately be off my team. Immediately be off my team. And I would work with the local school superintendent, regional manager, and everybody else in that area to try to make sure that your child doesn't play on anyone's team in our area ever again. Now, the best part about all that, normally at the high school level, that's a little bit more under control. Because I think the children realize and recognize the repercussions from a situation like that. A lot of this happens at the recreation level. When I say recreation level, I mean like select teams. I mean things such as the select teams, the AU teams, superstar teams, the different camps and clinics where you have folks out there participating in things like that. So it happens at those levels or those events. Is it acceptable? Should it be acceptable? Friends, let's be realistic. Let's be extremely realistic. Is it acceptable or should it be acceptable? There's a very easy answer to that, parents. And it's broken down into two letters, N and O, no. No. Now, let's go to the last few minutes of our broadcast here and let's flip the script. What if it's a parent? What if it's a parent that's out there attacking the referee or one of the fans? Again, that person should be banned from the program in any associated programs in that area. Now, does that mean that that person will not be able to watch his or her child participate in youth sports? Oh, well, life goes on. He or she will learn. So, what if it's a coach? Same thing. There should be no room for tolerating such behavior. No room whatsoever. Because let's flip this whole thing around. What if it was your husband, your son or daughter, out there refereeing that game? Now what do we have, parents? You are highly upset because your child was out there supporting their local sports program and being attacked by some oversized, overage, out of control parent, fan, or player, or coach. No. No room for it. None whatsoever. And there should be severe penalties for a situation like that. My personal opinion, and often I try not to inject my personal opinion, but my personal opinion, when a child approaches a referee on any situation, that child's out of line. Not unless the referee initiates the conversation first to say, okay, hey, this is what I've seen, and the child accepts it or whatever. But what the player has to realize, just like we seen last year in the playoffs, where Rondo walks by, he bumps the Rajon Rondo from the Boston Celtics walks by, he bumps the referee. Gone, out of the gym, fine. Again, had it been an assault charge placed on him, that situation would have never happened again. So I think that's what needs to be the wake-up call. That's what needs to be the answer. Especially when the child or coach or fan or parent attacks the referee in a violent manner. Hit, punch, strike, kick, tackle, whatever. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. Well, folks, we've been talking for about the last half hour or so. We've been talking about, you know, the situation of parents, fans, players, coaches attacking the referees or the officials, umpires, whatever name you care to call them by, blue. Is it acceptable? Should it be acceptable? And we here at the Parents Coach the Parents Network like to give it a nice, clear answer. No. Should not be acceptable. Should never happen. We shouldn't encourage it. We shouldn't promote it. And if we get control of the situation from our end and letting our children know that is not tolerated, then it'll be a better picture and better plan and a better day for everybody. Think about their career or their future that they are destroying by going out there and doing something like that. This whole conversation was brought up based upon a soccer player attacking a referee because he was upset because he received a yellow card. You know, just basically a foul was called on you. So you go sit down for a minute or two or whatever. You'll be all right, cool off, chill. But when that child took it in his hand and decided to strike that referee, that coach, that parent, everybody else that knows that child should immediately been out there to straighten that child out. Plain and simple. Well, folks, we've been talking for the last few minutes or so, and we've had, hopefully I've shared some things with you, or some ideas, some thoughts, some concepts, some reality, a reality check to say, hey, you know, that's so true. That's so true. You can always reach us at pcpn.info, pcpn, www.pcpn.info, or catch us on our Facebook page at Parents Coaching Parents Network. Follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. Or if you ever have any questions and you want to reach out to us, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible, within 24 hours, you can always shoot us an email at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. And last but not least, you can always give us a call on our hotline number we recently established at 641-715-3900. 641-715-3900. Extension 508-508-281 pound. Extension 508-281 pound. That number is also plastered upon our Facebook page as well. So you can always call our hotline number, ask any question involving the recruiting process, parenting a athlete, and if I don't have the answer, trust me, there's someone in our network that has that answer for you. Help us help you is our motto. As always, you've been listening to M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And once again, we'll see you again. We'll be back up on the air on Saturday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Hope to talk to you soon. Have a great day.